Can caffeine help with exercise in fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, and long COVID? By Court Johnson, July 2, 2024. Another exercise study. We have exercise on the brain, kind of literally, you'll see. Exercise studies are just rolling in. Over the past 2 months, Health Rising has reported on a muscle study suggesting that an amino acid combination called LOLA could reduce ammonia levels in the muscles and elsewhere, a new anaerobic exercise program for long COVID and ME/CFS, a study showing Gulf War illness and ME/CFS are very different animals when it comes to exercise, a UK group which proposed using a lactate meter for pacing, studies showing that on a variety of molecular levels, ME/CFS patients' bodies are simply not responding to exercise, and the intramural study finding suggesting that the brain is not communicating properly with the muscles during exercise. Caffeine and exercise. That's a lot. And now comes a fibromyalgia exercise study. The fibromyalgia field has gone gaga over exercise. Since the beginning of the year, I counted no less than 12 fibromyalgia exercise studies. While it's clear that exercise can be helpful for many people with fibromyalgia, studies also show that people with fibromyalgia exhibit significant muscle issues and have problems with aerobic energy production. In other words, the issue is far from simple. Given all the interest in exercise and fibromyalgia, it's not at all surprising to see caffeine show up in a fibromyalgia exercise study. While caffeine is used by 90% of adults in the US to sharpen their attention, athletes also commonly use caffeine to enhance their performance. It's been shown to positively affect exercise in many ways, including increasing endurance via enhanced mobilization of fatty acids, thus allowing one to stay in aerobic energy production mode longer, reduction of central fatigue, i.e. caffeine allows the brain to activate the muscles for longer periods of time than it would otherwise, thus improving endurance, increases in breakdown of fats in fat cells, providing an efficient energy source. Studies suggest that all these factors may be deficient in chronic fatigue syndrome, or ME/CFS. The Fibromyalgia Caffeine Exercise Study. This Brazilian study, which is small with only 10 fibromyalgia patients and 10 healthy controls, is called Caffeine Attenuates Exacerbated Central Fatigue During Moderate Intensity Cycling Exercise in Women with Fibromyalgia. And it attempted to figure out if caffeine helped people with fibromyalgia exert themselves, and if so, how. It gave half the group a caffeine tablet and the other a placebo, and monitor a bunch of things: maximal voluntary isometric contractions, voluntary activation, quadriceps potentiated twitch torque, heart rate, muscle oxygen saturation, perceptive responses, mood state, localized and widespread pain, and sleepiness. Before and then 15 and 30 minutes after exercise. I could not find the caffeine dose. The paper and an adjoining one were too expensive to purchase. The study found that caffeine increased the number of maximal voluntary isometric contractions and the voluntary activation in both groups. Maximal voluntary isometric contractions refer to the maximal force generated during an isometric muscle exercise. As exercise continues, a reduction in the maximal force generated is caused by the brain pulling back. This study indicated that caffeine was able to keep the brain from doing that to some extent. Voluntary activation also refers to the maximal amount of force which is voluntarily generated. Once again, caffeine allowed the participants to voluntarily generate more force at the muscle levels during exercise. No increase in the quadriceps potentiated twitch torque, however, suggested that caffeine did not improve peripheral fatigue, that is, fatigue generated by the muscles themselves. The positive results weren't limited to the brain, however. Caffeine also increased muscle oxygenation, perceived vigor, and energy, and decreased leg muscle pain, sleepiness, and perceived fatigue in both groups. Caffeine only improved feelings of pleasure and reduced feelings of displeasure and exercise adherence likelihood, though, in the group that presumably needed it most, the fibromyalgia group. It made exercise more enjoyable for them, potentially a big deal in a disease in which kinesiophobia, the fear of experiencing pain due to movement, is probably present. The authors concluded, quote, "Caffeine seems to be a promising bioactive to counteract the central mechanisms of fatigability and improve the exercise experience among fibromyalgia women," end quote. Safe or not? The question, as Lawrence Oliver so inimitably put it to Dustin Hoffman in The Marathon Man, is it safe? Could a caffeine-induced improvement of central fatigue allow people with ME/CFS and long COVID in particular to push too hard, damaging their muscles and causing more post-exertional malaise? Or, since central fatigue and increased effort are present in both these diseases, might caffeine's ability to reduce central fatigue and effort perception allow them to exercise a bit more and become a bit fitter and healthier? Rob Wust's study showed that intense exercise can damage the muscles in long COVID. But we're not talking about intense exercise. This is more about how caffeine might help people with ME/CFS and fibromyalgia and long COVID tolerate mild exercise. Central fatigue is produced by neurochemical changes in the brain and can reflect in part signals coming from the muscles indicating that they are losing strength. In central fatigue, the brain produces symptoms of fatigue to stop the exertion. The muscles also help stop exertion by sending pain signals to the brain. It may be simplistic, but it may be that caffeine might help most in those who experience more fatigue. Fibromyalgia and ME/CFS, though, add an interesting twist with their central sensitization, because pain signals sent by the muscles are probably amplified in the brain in both diseases, but particularly in fibromyalgia. Pain in the muscles may not indicate that any damage has occurred. Note that a study using healthy people found that caffeine's ability to reduce perception of effort resulted in improved performance. It's possible, then, that caffeine might be able to help with the increased perception of effort the intramural study found associated with exertion in ME/CFS. Caffeine, of course, is a central nervous stimulant that can be helpful or not depending on your biological makeup, how often you use it, etc. Studies show wide variability in results from person to person. Caffeine enhances alertness and motivation, can help keep you regular, and may protect against some brain conditions. On the other hand, it can produce heartburn and nausea, irritability and jitteriness, and when taken in large amounts, over 5 cups a day, can inhibit calcium absorption in the bones. Since the effects of caffeine can vary so much from person to person, it's impossible to make any prescriptions. But this study suggests that caffeine may be able to help some people with fibromyalgia and perhaps similar conditions exercise a bit more and get a bit more fit, and that, of course, would be very helpful. If you've tried to use caffeine to help you exercise, please tell us how it went. Health Rising's Quickie Summer Drive gets amped up. Thanks to the over 120 people who have given a nice jolt to Health Rising's Summer Drive with their support over the past couple of days. This blog, and ones before it, demonstrate a key focus of Health Rising's: to explore what's happening during exercise and find any way possible to enable people with these chronic conditions to exercise or exert themselves in a safe manner. Being a formerly avid exerciser, the subject of post-exertional malaise and exercise intolerance has absorbed me since my first acquaintance with ME/CFS. If that focus resonates with you, please support Health Rising in a way that works for you. Give a one-time donation in the link in the text version of the article.